Mr. Latimer. You're on our 10 o'clock flight to Boston.
Oh, I forgot to ask. What's the movie?
Oh, we're showing The Firm.
And what's the meal today?
It's beef Wellington. They prepare it right on the plane. And we have a fine selection of California wines.
Excuse me one second. Faye, what are you doing? We don't have meals on our plane or movies or wine. It's a half-hour flight to Boston.
Why don't you ask Mr. Latimer why he's going to Boston?
So, Mr. Latimer, what takes you to Boston today?
Gotta catch a shuttle flight to Washington. I have secret information for President Roosevelt. About the Panama Canal.
Oh. Government business. Faye, upgrade Mr. Latimer to first class.
Announcing the arrival of Aeromass, flight 12 from New York.
Hey, Scarpacci.
Punch me as hard as you can, right here, because I am... Don't you even want to know why?
Doesn't matter, but if you want me to do it again, here's my beeper number.
Roy, what's all that about?
I'm just getting ready to say hi to my old buddy Dan Matei.
Oh.
Gotta make sure I can still take it.
God! What's he doing back here?
Yeah, man, I thought the island got rid of that psychopath when he retired.
Oh, wait a minute. Back up. Who is Dan Matei?
Oh, he's our old high school football coach.
Hey, he wasn't just a coach. He was a god. That's why the town council is going to dedicate the new gym to him. The dedication ceremony's tomorrow.
Man, I hated the coach's guts.
I could still hear that annoying bullhorn voice. Hackett, you throw like a girl. Put a dress on, Hackett, and play the girls' team. Oh.
And you took that?
Why not? I was talking to Joe.
Come on, he picked on everyone. You know, 30 push-ups, girl, five laps, girls. He was a jerk.
Oh, you guys deserved it. You probably did play like girls.
Excuse me. Everyone keeps referring to the word girls as an insult. I will have you know that women are every bit as athletic as men are.
Helen, think fast.
On behalf of women everywhere, nice catch.
Man, I'll tell you, old Coach Matei hadn't changed a bit. He fell asleep on Roy's flight. Had to use this to wake him up. He didn't even bat an eye.
Yeah, that guy always could sleep through anything. I remember once the team bus crashed on the way to a game. He slept through it.
Yeah, I think he had a little help from his assistant coach, Jack Daniels.
Is that the little guy who used to hang around the locker room staring at everybody?
No. That was Mr. LeBeau, math teacher.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. Now, what reason would he have for... Okay.
Come on, Brian, let's get out of here before he shows up.
You know, if I didn't know better, I would think that you guys were still afraid of him.
Oh, please.
Well, you know, I'm still afraid of my third grade teacher, Mrs. Gayton, being... That was, 50 years ago. Now, wait a minute. She was an old witch then. She's probably dead and buried by now. But a lovely day.
Come on, let's go.
Well, if it isn't the Hackett sisters. You ladies still can't take it, can you? You know, it's too bad you're not more like Mather here. Now, this is one tough kid. He was so tough he used to scrimmage without a helmet. Remember that?
Wait a second. I played football in high school.
Oh. Hey, Cole Roy boy!
So, we're gonna see you at the dedication ceremony tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, Roy.
Hey, Scarpacci.
Hey!
This man needs a cab.
Antonio Scarpacci.
Yeah, you just get me downtown. What's the matter with you? Come on, girly, suck it up. See you, ladies.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, that guy reminds me of the sergeant that we had in boot camp. But we got even with her. One night we got her really drunk and we snuck into her room. While she was passed out, we painted this big black mustache on her.
Oh, boy, she must have felt like a total idiot, huh?
Actually, I think she liked it. She ended up letting her own grow in.
Wow, that's funny. That's funny. You guys snuck into...
No. No. Oh, no, we couldn't.
I think we could.
Well, we shouldn't.
I think we should.
Well, what's going on?
Wait, excuse me, Alex. Joe and I are going to go a little girl talk.
Coach Matei dead, are you sure?
I've been practicing medicine for 30 years. Trust me, this is not a coin flip. If you don't believe me, come in and take a look.
Oh, no, I'll take your word for it. Thanks for coming, Doctor. I know you were on your way out of town. So what do you think killed him?
Pending an autopsy, I'd say his liver.
Such a tragedy. Still can't bring myself to go in there. So would you mind checking the minibar? You're right, that's tacky. I'll send the maid in the morning.
Like a light, just like always.
Okay. You got everything?
Yeah. Wig, makeup, camera. This is gonna be great. I get you.
Okay, goodness.
So go do it. No, you go do it, man.
Not me,
no.
You go.
No, you don't. Okay, stop it. Stop it. Okay, listen. We'll do it, then we'll just get the hell out of here, all right? Come on, let's go.
Oh! It wasn't me, Coach. It was Joe's idea. He told me to do it.
Oh, man, I can't believe anyone would sleep through that.
He had a little help.
Yeah, about a quart's worth.
Hey, don't do that.
Would you relax? Hey, guy's out cold, right?
Yeah. You're right. Anyway,
he is going to thank us in the morning because he is going to wake up with a brand new head of hair. Oh!
What do you think? The ugliest woman I've ever seen. Which is why he needs a little makeup. You know, I think the coach needs a little blush. He's looking a bit peaked.
Hey, Brian?
Yeah?
Brian, it is scaring me just a little bit how good you are at this.
Oh, you know what would look great? Some of those big dangly earrings.
No. Want to make them look cheap?
Huh. Yeah, you're right. It's just so hard to accessorize a football coach.
Yeah. What do you think? Reckless red for the lips.
Excellent.
Okay, good. All right, now get the picture. No, oh, wait. Dress.
All right, Coach. No, you didn't keep in touch with your players, but we are going to make sure that they all get an up-to-date photo.
We're going to be famous.
We're going to be legends. Never forget last night as long as I live.
Hey,
something we should have done a long time ago.
Yeah, you were great.
No, man, you were great.
Any regrets?
Not a one.
Hey. Did you guys hear the news about Coach Matei?
News? What news?
It's really awful. Mm-hmm. What is so funny?
Should we tell it?
Well, yeah.
kid. Think we can tell her. I think she's trustworthy. Helen. We not only heard the news, we were responsible.
What? What do you mean you were responsible?
We snuck into his hotel room and we paid him back for all those years of abuse.
Man, he got what was coming to him, baby!
Look! Oh, look at this.
Seeing this makes it all worthwhile, man, I'm telling you.
No, tell me this is not happening. Tell me I'm not hearing this.
What is the matter?
Tell me that it was an accident, and tell me that it wasn't premeditated.
What? Of course it was premeditated. You can't do something like that without a plan.
Oh, God.
Helen, lighten up.
You know, where's your sense of humor?
Don't touch me.
Helen, hey, he called us girls in high school. I mean, fair is fair.
Because a man called you girls in high school? You sneak into his room and do that to him?
Yeah.
The man is dead.
Huh?
Now, when you say dead, do you mean dead as in I just went jogging, boy, am I dead?
No, I mean dead as in I just stopped breathing, boy, am I dead.
How could you do something like this?
Well, that would kill him. I mean, how could you think we would do something so crazy?
Yeah, all we did was sneak into his hotel room and dress him up like a woman.
Oh, God, what a you what?
Well, we thought he was sleeping. Oh, my God. He must have woken up, seen himself in the mirror and had a heart attack and died. I think we did kill him.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you killed him, man.
Don't try to drag me into this. I need a lawyer. Faye, get me Dershowitz.
Hey, guys. Hear about Coach Matei dying?
Yes, we did. And as a matter of fact, Joe and Brian...
Heard about it, and we feel really terrible.
Listen, Noel, you didn't happen to find out what killed him, did you?
As a matter of fact, I did. As you may know, my cousin Bevo enjoys hanging around at the morgue.
Just for fun?
Why else? Anyway, apparently the cause of death was the old John Barleycorn. The demon rum. Hooch.
What?
According to Bevo, he died of cirrhosis of the liver.
Is he sure?
Hey, there's one thing Bevo knows. It's livers. Oh, interesting sidebar. Whenever they found the coach, apparently he was dressed like a woman.
Are you sure?
Hey, there's another thing Bevo knows. It's cross-dressers.
Oh, thank God.
So we didn't kill him.
Yeah. But wait, I just thought of something worse. We kissed a dead guy.
You know, I'm not even going to ask. All I know is you have to tell everyone what you did.
What? Why? Why? He died of natural causes.
Because, I mean, if people find out how he was found, they're going to think he's a transvestite. You know how gossip spreads in this town.
Look, do not worry. The only two people who know are Lowell and Bevo.
That's right. As long as we all keep our mouths shut, then no one ever has to know.
You're kidding. Lipstick and a wig? Coach Matei? Frilly little tutu? Oh, really? That's amazing. What else have you heard?
Damn you guys. What? A tutu?
Look, listen, we did not do the tutu. It was a very tasteful evening gown.
Just relax, Helen. Just because Faye heard something doesn't mean that it's public knowledge.
I've got a great joke for you. What's the difference between Coach Matei and J. Edgar Hoover? About four dress sizes.
See what you've done?
Okay, so a few people are talking.
Brian. I have a question that could affect our entire relationship. Did you kill Coach Matei?
No.
But you did dress him up like a woman.
Yeah?
Just checking.
Roy, listen, did you hear anything about Coach Matei?
You mean all those rumors going around town about his death? Well, I, for one, want to go on record as saying I do not believe one word of it, not for a second. Coach Matei was a prince.
And a princess.
We used to hunt and fish together. That man was as tough as nails.
I heard they were press-ons.
I hope they're not canceling the dedication ceremony for the new gym.
Are you kidding? They're going to turn it into a memorial service, and it's going to be my honor to preside over the ceremony. If you had any class, you'd send flowers.
Or just a corsage.
Look what you guys did to that man's reputation. Well, you're going to have to tell the truth.
What?
Yes, you're going to go down to the memorial service this afternoon, and you're going to set the record straight.
Like, oh, what, are you nuts?
And if you don't, then...
Then what?
Then you're going to be in a lot of trouble because I'm going to tell.
Will not.
Will so.
Will not.
Will not. Will so, will so, will so.
We may have to kill her.
There's the coach's son. I haven't seen him in years. He's grown.
A lot.
Bud, I'm gonna go offer my condolences.
She's, Bud doesn't look very happy, does he?
His father's dead.
Yeah, I'd rather die than tell him that we gave his father a makeover.
Listen, we still might not have to. There's a lot of people here. They're still honoring him. You know, no harm, no foul. Just...
Excuse me. If you'll all be seated, we can get started.
Bud is really broken up. You guys better go tell him what you did to his dad. I hope he didn't break you in two.
Oh, come on, Helen. He's not really that tough.
Oh, really? At the funeral, he's the only pallbearer.
Dear friends, I think it's particularly appropriate that we're all gathered here today in the new Dan Matei Gymnasium to honor a man who gave so much to his... You're kidding. You saw him with your own eyes? All right, let's get on with it. Here's a plaque. He's dead. Life goes on. Let's go home.
Wait just a minute, please.
Apparently, Helen Chappell has got something she wants to say about Dan Matei, the twink.
Well, all I have to say is that Joe and Brian Hackett have something to say.
I told you we should have killed her.
I think that my feelings can best be summed up in the words of my brother Brian. I'll really miss him. Joe.
All right. If you don't tell them, I'm telling Bud.
Look. Look, there have been a lot of rumors going around about the coach, and obviously it's time that you all found out the truth. So here it is. Here's the truth. There is nothing wrong at all with dressing up like a woman.
What?
No, look, I mean, aren't we tired of these witch hunts? Shouldn't a man's proclivity be irrelevant to judging who they are as a human being?
I've always thought so.
Dan Matei was a great coach and a great man, and that's the way he should be remembered. And I, for one, think that it would be a shame if recent events did anything to tarnish his reputation.
Wait a minute! Are you two guys saying it's okay that my dad dressed up like a woman?
Well, okay is a very strong word.
Yeah, if you don't like it, we can always take it back, you know.
Look, I've had enough of this talk. So now I'm going to do something that my old man would have wanted me to. Oh, Dad. If only I would have known sooner. There was so much we could have shared. This is for you.
That's great. Glad to hear it. You're welcome. Okay. It's Bud Matei again. He keeps calling to say thank you.
You know, you two never did tell the real truth.
Come on. Helen, what does it matter now? The coach got his gym and his son feels closer to his father than ever.
All right. Well, I gotta go because I'm meeting Bud at my place.
What for?
I'm letting him borrow some earrings for the funeral.
Hey, guys. Listen, I was over at the drugstore and they had these pictures ready for you. Mm.
Pictures?
Listen, you didn't take a look at them at all, did you?
No, no. None of my business.
is there anything else, Lowe?
Well, Joe. I think it's time we talked about a raise.